Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, December 31, 2022. Viewpoints. Organization of the Year. Senior Life Midland comes through again in 2022. Stuart Doreen, Editor. While you can't stop community leaders from talking about the lowering median age in Midland, there's still plenty of attention being given to Midland's senior citizens. Senior Life Midland exists to make sure of that. Senior Life Midland works to improve the quality of life for seniors. That has been the case for more than 47 years. Those Senior Life Midland benefits include services for the most food insecure, homebound seniors, and the active, independent senior population in Midland. Services start with Meals on Wheels, but also include handyman services, retired senior volunteer program, RSVP, foster grandparents, senior companions, and AmeriCorps seniors. Those services address hunger and malnutrition, loneliness and social isolation, home safety and security, aging information and education. Ultimately, we want to ensure our aging population is not forgotten and know they are loved and appreciated. Senior Life Midland is not only a resource, but a partner they and their families can depend on, remarked Tommy Reynolds, Senior Life Midland board chair, in a previous article. Earlier this year, Senior Life Midland reported that it serves more than 500 meals daily, totaling more than 126,062 meals in 2021. Senior Life's evolution to accommodate the needs of seniors yesterday, today, and tomorrow made the organization our pick for the Reporter-Telegram Person Organization of the Year. Previous Reporter-Telegram Organization Persons of the Year include Foundation Executives Eileen Pewitz and Lael Cortez Pitts in 2021, the Permian Basin Gives Fundraiser in 2020, Midland Habitat for Humanity, the West Texas Food Bank, Midland County Public Libraries, and Bob Fu of China Aid. Senior Life Midland officials reported 2022 was busy. Its annual salute dinner dance, Out of the Darkness into the Light, and March for Meals events brought awareness to the isolation and hunger seniors face, while also bringing in much-needed dollars for crucial programming. Officials also reported the tried and true Texas-sized garage sale raised the most money ever in its 33-year history. Combined, all three events raised enough money to fund $94,301 for the Meals on Wheels program in 2022, Senior Life Midland reported. SLM also reported securing funding from United Way of Midland to develop the Senior Coalition Midland, which will be rolled out in early 2023. The program helps Senior Life Midland identify and meet the growing needs of Midland's aging community through networking and resource sharing. Other Senior Life Midland notables include volunteers exceeding 60,000 community service hours for RSVP, Foster Grandparent and Senior Companions programs. Senior Life Midland also boasted that RSVP oversees more than 500 volunteers for organizations such as Meals on Wheels, Habitat for Humanity, Midland Memorial Hospital, and Midland Children's Rehab Center. Senior Life Midland also broke ground on its new building in 2022. The organization has reported that the Together We Are More campaign has raised nearly $15 million for a facility, that will modernize operations and provide for the long-term sustainability and maintenance of the campus. Donors include the Scarborough Foundation, FMH Foundation, Mabee Foundation, Beale Foundation, and Cox Family Foundation. I've had the opportunity to witness the impact of the organization for the citizens of Midland firsthand, and I am looking forward to taking this next step that will provide so much more than a meal to so many, said Carmen Hendricks Bryant, a capital campaign chair. Kathleen Kerwane Haney, Senior Life Midland's executive director, previously stated, "Never before in our history, as an organization, has the need for growth been more evident. We have known for some time that we need additional space and have struggled with the challenges of an aging facility. With recent events, both locally and throughout the world, I have seen firsthand the evolving needs of seniors." Senior Life Midland does so much that it is easy to think that the organization is always there. During the annual Feast of Sharing, partners HEB and Senior Life Midland worked to make sure the homebound elderly who could not attend the event at the Horseshoe are delivered a sense of warmth and comfort. Other events include the March for Meals at Midland College and the annual fan drive at Lowe's to help assist Midland seniors to gain relief from the summer heat. Other programs include a handyman initiative to provide minor home repair services to low-income elderly homeowners, and the Meal on Wheels for Paws, which provides pet food delivery for homebound clients. Lastly, there is the One Day at a Time program that exists to help the homebound elderly and low-income senior citizen with daily life necessities. The program provides help for prescriptions, health concerns, home maintenance, including lawn service, and payment of utility and water bills for those in a bind. Online, seniorlifemidland.org, facebook.com/seniorlifemidlandslm. Advocating for Those with Special Needs by Stuart Doreen, sdoreen@hearstnp.com. Kathleen Kerwane Haney is not only the executive director for Senior Life Midland, working to make life better for Midland seniors, but she has been active politically for those with special needs. During the 2021 special session, Haney worked with State Representative Brooks Landgraf on House Bill 119, which basically prevents discrimination when it comes to special needs individuals and organ transplants. Kerwane Haney's brother, Daniel, died at the age of 46 from renal failure. "My brother wasn't able to be put on an organ transplant list because he had Down syndrome," she said in a 2021 article. Now, prior to the 2023 session, Kerwane Haney is working with State Representative Tom Craddock, who filed House Bill 446 to update the Texas statute references for those with intellectual disabilities. By updating the terminology used in statute referencing citizens with intellectual disabilities, it will take a huge stride in decreasing the stigma surrounding disabilities, Craddock stated in a press release. Under this legislation, the state of Texas will change the statute, which will replace mental retardation with intellectual disability. This important distinction will serve Texans with mental illnesses or an intellectual disability. Kerwane Haney said, "The time for change has come. Decades ago, words associated with mental illness or intellectual disabilities to insult someone were common in everyday vocabulary. But that time has come to an end. This is the first step in being better." Addressing Challenges to Homebound Elderly. Editor's note: this article from Senior Life Midland is another in the series from a local nonprofit highlighting its service during the giving season. By Kathleen Kerwane Haney and Tracy Renton, Senior Life Midland. At Senior Life Midland, the spirit of Christmas is felt each weekday with that special delivery of nutritious meals, treasured smiles, and vital safety checks. For homebound elderly, the daily Meals on Wheels delivery means social connection. Knowing a trusted volunteer is visiting daily brings hope right to the front door and is a reminder that our seniors are cherished and not forgotten. Many times, homebound, isolated seniors go unnoticed, and their daily challenges are not realized. With the rising cost of living, elderly make difficult choices, such as whether to pay for medication or to pay the electric bill. Many simply go without the basic necessities. Through homebound services programs at Senior Life Midland, such as One Day at a Time program, we ensure Midland seniors maintain their health and dignity with items such as additional food, medical equipment, hygiene toiletry products, clothes, and heaters, fans. We also assist our clients with utilities, rent, taxes, prescriptions, etc. This program helps the elderly of our hometown remain independent in their own home for as long as possible. Our annual warming tree project brings love to seniors through a special warming gift. The warming tree project invites our community to be involved through donations of warming items such as blankets, socks, slippers, blankets, and new mid-size heaters. To organize a warming tree drive with friends, companies, churches, or community organizations, contact Senior Life Midland office at 432-689-6693. More than ever, we need your help to address the needs of Midland homebound elderly. Please help by making a one-time gift or a monthly reoccurring donation through our secured website at www.seniorlifemidland.org. Every $8 means a meal for a senior in need. Your gift of time is crucial as well. This program needs 50 volunteers each weekday to deliver meals to seniors. It only takes an hour to brighten the lives of Midland's most vulnerable. Thank you for believing in our mission to address challenges related to aging and develop efficient, flexible, and compassionate ways to meet the needs of our community. Kathleen Kerwane Haney is the Executive Director, and Tracy Renton is the Director of Development for Senior Life Midland.
Calculate your exercise benefits. Dear Dr. Roach, my wife, who's 66, walks 2 miles every morning at a moderate pace. I'm 75 and ride an exercise bike at a moderate speed for 10 minutes per day. Which is more beneficial for overall health? Answer. I'm going to say your wife's regimen is the more beneficial. The primary way to look at exercise benefit is by how much exercise you do, and that means how much time you spend exercising and how intensely you work out. However, there is more benefit to exercising a certain amount at a higher intensity. For example, speed walking 2 miles gives you a bit more benefit than walking at a regular pace. There is a standard compendium of an almost unbelievable number of exercise activities and how intense they are, available at tinyurl.com/exercise-compendium. Intensity is rated on the scale of metabolic equivalence, METs. The higher the MET, the more intense the exercise. On the scale, a moderate exercise bike is 6 METs, while moderate walking is 3.5 METs. You exercise for 1/6 of an hour at 6 METs, so you get 1 MET hour a day. She exercises at 3.5 METs for about 40 minutes, so she gets about 2.3 MET hours a day. In my opinion, the longer length of time she is exercising outweighs the benefit you get by exercising at a higher intensity in terms of overall health. Both of these are a lot better than no exercise at all, and I strongly recommend doing the exercise you like. If you were to exercise 30 minutes a day, you would have both more MET hours and a higher intensity. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Dear Abby, my husband and I have been married 11 months. We've been together 5 years and have lived together for the last 3. This is my second marriage and his third. I have put up with a lot from him and overlooked way too much. He isn't affectionate, doesn't kiss me hello or goodbye unless I ask, and doesn't hug me. He doesn't seem to like sex either, although if I say it, he gets mad at me and says he does. We might have sex twice a month. I would like it more often than that, but I have tolerated his almost non-existent sex drive. He never initiates. He is very moody and pouts and complains about things not going his way with his job, his life, his 16-year-old daughter, who doesn't like to be with him, etc. Yet he doesn't make positive changes. Since the wedding, he has stopped sleeping with me in the same bed. He claims I snore and it wakes him up. I don't like the TV on when I'm falling asleep, and he demands to have it on. He won't go with me to visit my family, but demands that I go with him on weekends and sometimes during the week to have dinner at his parents'. I moved an hour and a half away from my children and grandchildren to be with him. When I mentioned that I would like to have the kids spend the night, he comes up with a million excuses why that isn't a good idea. But when his daughter wants to spend the night, it's perfectly fine. Oh my God, as I write this, I'm wondering why am I with him? I feel like crying. I do love him, and when I think about not being with him, it feels like my heart is falling out of my chest. What should I do? Heartbroken and stuck in the East. Dear Heartbroken, I know what I would do if I were in your situation, but I'm not you. You stated that you gained insight from writing this letter. You appear to be an intelligent person. I suggest you reread your letter several more times, because after you do, I'm confident you will know what you need to do. It is possible to love someone and not be compatible. Dear Abby, I am in my 40s and have been divorced for 7 years after an awful marriage. I have two daughters who would love for me to meet someone and have the relationship, the loving relationship I deserve. The problem is, I fell in love with someone after my divorce, and he decided to marry someone else. I have no way of knowing if he is still married. We are not allowed to have contact because of his new wife's jealousy. My heart is broken. I don't know how to move on from someone I truly felt was my soulmate. How do you tell your heart to move on? It feels impossible. No one compares to him, so I feel like my only option is to settle for less than the best or stay single. Downhearted in Ohio. Dear Downhearted, either of those options might work for you, but a better one would be to realize that while this man may have been your soulmate, you were not his. Then make a rational decision to move forward with your life. You are in your 40s, and it isn't too late to meet someone with whom you can live a happy life.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.